Appreciate you having me.
Amen. Good to be in the Lord's house. It's certainly an honor and privilege to be here tonight. If you want to be turning your Bibles, amen, getting ready. We'll be in Exodus chapter number 14 tonight. And certainly am very honored and privileged, amen. Number one, to be accounted among the living.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad I'm not among the dead, but among the living.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad I'm living, amen, and been promised life evermore and eternal forevermore. Amen. What better more could you have today? Amen. Amen. I don't know a lot of you here tonight. Amen, but I know your spirit. I know the God you serve, the same God I serve.
Amen.
I'm going to preach the same King James, the Word of God, to you tonight. And hopefully you're holding in your hand, so we'll get along real well. Amen. Now, if there's a discord, it'll be on your end. We'll be on my end. Amen. Because I know what I'm preaching. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love the Lord.
Amen.
I made my mind up a long time ago. I was going to serve Him. I believe we can make our mind up to do something. We're going to do it. Amen. With all of our heart. Soul, mind, and strength. Amen. And so tonight, amen, you pray for us as we enter into this revival. And Brother Ed called us some months ago, and we've had this revival on our heart and been thinking on it. You preachers know tonight, amen, that, amen, the most important message is the first message. Amen. And the Lord's just been dealing with my heart for some time. And I can't get past the first message to get to the second message. Amen. I don't know what it is yet. I'll worry about that tomorrow. But tonight, amen, I'm going to, amen, use the Word of God, amen, as a stepping stone tonight, amen, to share with you, amen, a foundation, amen, that we will allow the Holy Spirit to begin to preach to you tonight, amen, as He would have us to speak, amen. Certainly I can't preach tonight without the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Bible says, amen, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I pray for my flesh. The devil's been all after it, amen. And I know his name, amen. He's Lucifer, he's a liar, he's a cheater, and he's a sinner. Amen. The Bible tells me not to give any place to it. Amen. Let's press on, amen. Toward the mark of the prize of the high calling tonight. Amen. Exodus chapter number 14, and we'll begin reading in verse number 13. It said, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. He says, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall not, and ye shall hold your peace. The Lord saith unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me, speaking to the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Sharing with you, amen, some very familiar scripture. Probably one of the most popular events, amen, in the Bible, short of Jesus Christ and His life and His gospel, amen. Everything about Him supersedes it all. Amen. But listen tonight, amen. Moses, amen, was God's chosen vessel. He was His man, amen, that He sent. He said, go get my people, amen. Go get them.
Yes.
Amen. Don't that sound like something maybe that might need to happen today? Amen. Maybe might be somebody need to go get some people. I don't know where they're all at. They ain't here. They ain't in the house of God. Amen. We've got a lot of empty seats in our houses. Amen. Of God. Amen. And tonight, amen, these people need rescuing.
Right.
Amen. Now, I'll tell you something. Revival will turn you into a rescuer tonight.
Come on.
Amen. Revival will help you. Amen. It will get you refocused. Amen. Yeah. Redirection. Amen. I want to share with you a thought. Amen. The Lord is dealing with us in our heart tonight. In verse number 15, He says, amen, go forward. Go forward. Amen. That's a foundation tonight, amen, of where the Lord's just dealing with our heart. We want to use the thought tonight, go forward. Amen. Now, we know, amen, the Bible tells us He says, you know, there's a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death.
Amen. Right.
So yeah. I'm going to share with you something tonight. Folks, we have a choice. Amen.
Yeah. Come on.
We have a choice to go this way, that way.
Yep.
You can stand still and go in a circle, amen, and go any direction you want to go.
Bless him,
right. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what. There's only one right way.
Amen.
To go. Amen. I don't know what your intentions are tonight. Amen. I don't even know why you're here tonight. Amen. I hope you're here, amen, to, amen, do something for the Lord.
Amen.
I hope you didn't come here just to see me, Brother Ed, or see you, amen, or, amen, see this nice church building tonight.
Amen.
I hope tonight, amen, you come with a desire in your heart, amen, to usher obedience to the Heavenly Father.
Amen.
By the way, he's sitting on the throne. He's still in charge. Amen.
Amen.
He rules and reigns. Amen.
Amen.
Over everything.
Yeah,
I'm glad tonight the Bible says that there is no powers that can be unless God says, I give you permission to be.
Amen.
Well, I don't know what's holding you tonight. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, amen, God said to be loose. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Loose my people.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what he told Moses to tell him. He said, go down yonder.
Yeah. Come on.
Go down yonder and tell Pharaoh, amen, to let my people go. Loose them up. Amen. Tell you the things of this world. Amen. They'll get you bound down. They'll hold you down. They'll hold you back. They'll steer you in the wrong direction. But I'll tell you what, God has never led his people wrong. Preach you to a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, one preacher said one time, come preach us happy. Well, you better be careful tonight. What you ask for. Because you know what? God will give you everything you ask for. He said, whatsoever you ask in the name of Jesus, have faith believing. He said, I'll do it for you.
Amen.
Yeah. Out on this road I'm on, amen. Be careful what you ask of God.
Yeah.
Because he'll bring it on you tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. Go forward.
Right.
Amen. God said, now, these people, Moses hadn't parted the sea yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not get confused here. Moses hadn't parted this. That we're in a word of prophecy.
That
we're in a time zone of, amen, God's saying, I'm getting ready to do something. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. A revival's been called. And it's been ordained. And God, amen, it's been established among us tonight. Amen. And let me tell you, he's ready to do something tonight.
Yeah.
Whoa. I read over yonder.
There's
a page or two before him. Amen. Amen. When there was a coming out of Egypt, amen. You know what happened, Brother Ed? Hey, they wanted to to go this way. Huh? And they said, listen, huh? Hey, huh? Moses, listen to me, son. Huh? He said, don't go that way. Huh? He said, because in there is the Philistine. Huh? Yeah. There is the people of war. Huh? I tell you what God said to Moses. He said, Moses, they're not ready for
war. That's right.
They weren't ready. God just went and rescued them. They need, boy, we need some help tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on today in the world. And I'm talking about the church world. It seems like people can't get out of the pew. And it takes a stick of dynamite. To get a shout. I've come to a place I don't know what to do. I'm still learning. You got it figured out. You help me. Somebody gets on me and I can't speak. I don't know what to do. Hey, it's more than I can handle tonight. So come and taste and see that God, He's good. He's good. We can be of good courage tonight. Because He's good. He's good to those that He loves tonight. I'm glad He loves me. Amen. With an everlasting love. Don't sit them down yonder, Moses. Hey, listen. They're not ready for war. Listen. Are we ready for revival? I'm not talking about a gathering. We've done that. I'm talking about a changing take place. I'm talking about doing something about the situation. And certainly every one of us has got a situation. Don't send them down there. They're not prepared for war. You know what God told them? He said, Moses, He said, they will turn and go back. How do you know God loves you so much? I'm glad He said, I'll never put no more on you tonight than what you. Thank God's a personal God. He gets right down to me and you. You might be in a hard spot. But God promises that He'll never put no more on you than you can bear.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Moses, listen to the prophetic word of God as He prophesied and prepared him. He said, Moses, go that way. He said, Pharaoh's going to follow you. The devil following you tonight. I believe there's something following people tonight. You know what? I don't believe it's God. Because God's not a follower. He's a leader. We can have a revival, I'm telling you. It ain't God that ain't ready. It's the people that ain't ready. Amen. To go to battle. We're going to have to get ready. We're going to have to go to battle. Where are we going to battle at?
Come on,
Lord, I'd really like, amen, to go up yonder and preach a shouting, amen, to them. And just pour out, amen, a good rejoicing message. But I can't go where God ain't sent me. Listen. We've got to stay in God's will.
That's right.
Let's look tonight. I'm going to share a couple of scriptures with you tonight. Lord Benner, help her, and then turn over to Hosea.
Bless him good.
Hosea.
Yes.
Now, tonight, we have a choice.
Yes.
Amen. Bible says, I set before you this day, life and death.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a lost soul here tonight.
Bless him, Lord.
God does.
Before you tonight
sets the choice of life and death.
Yes. Right.
The Bible says, choose life.
Yeah.
that you may live.
Yes.
You don't know the Lord tonight as your Savior tonight. I'm telling you, you walk out them doors without Amen. Him, without saying, Lord, I believe in the almighty name of Jesus. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. You know what you have done? You have chose death rather than life.
Yeah.
I said they have no promise tomorrow. Amen. And that life is just as a vapor. Amen.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
Hosea. Chapter number 10, verse number 12. Word of God reads like this. Shall we go forward? What's it going to take to go forward tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I challenge you tonight.
Right.
Yeah. If I can't preach a challenge to you tonight, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. If the man of God can't stand behind the pulpit and preach closer living, something is wrong.
Amen.
Yeah. If these dark shadows tonight that the preacher has to preach around out of fear or out of the fact that he's not living right himself, something's wrong.
Amen.
There was a fellow one time, amen, he went and hid some stuff in the tent.
Yeah, that's right.
Dug a little spot up. Thought he had that thing hid.
Well,
listen to me, you ain't got not one thing hid tonight.
Amen.
I'm pretty plain talk, amen, it's easy understood.
Yeah.
There is nothing hid before the eyes of an almighty God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. He says in verse number 12, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, and break up your fallow ground.
Amen.
For, amen, it is time to seek the Lord.
Right.
You think about that just a little bit.
Yeah.
He said it's time to seek the Lord.
Right.
He didn't say, hey man, it was just time, amen, to sit down and listen. Amen. But he said it's time, amen, to desire the Lord.
Right,
Brother Ed, if I desired you, amen, and I wanted to seek you out, you know what I'd do? I would find myself down in Richmond, Tennessee, and I wouldn't care what time of the day or night it was, but I would find you.
Amen.
If I had a desire to find Brother Ed tonight, amen, I'm telling you, it would be hard to hold me back from finding him. Y'all want a good job?
Come on.
Y'all ever have anything out there you wanted? Amen. Have you ever heard of that good job down there, paid good, had good benefits, and amen, most of the time you got to eat ice cream and a pie? Yeah, we've heard that pie in the sky story. Well, I'm telling you, there ain't a one of you today wouldn't leave and go after it. Amen. If you know it was there, hey, you'd be there at 6 o'clock in the morning before the doors open and say, here's my resume. And let me tell you how well qualified I am. I'm the best pie eater in the whole country. Amen. Mighty Pond, Tennessee, can't eat ice cream like me. Yep. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, you need to hire me today. I'm telling you, I'll do you the best job in the world. Amen.
Yes.
We can seek that out, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
He said it is time that we seek the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, I don't know nothing but the Word of God, Brother Ed. I don't know nothing but the truth. If I start preaching myself, you kick me out real quick. Because me won't get you nowhere. And me won't do you no good. But if those are the Word of God, my word, it's quick and sharp and powerful, amen, and able to cut asunder. And you know what needs to happen? That's some trimming up that needs to happen. Our world has forsaken their first love.
Amen.
We're not a day that go by.
Thank you, Lord.
But God said, go on and go forward tonight.
Yes.
I challenge you, amen, in your minds tonight. You plan on being back tomorrow night?
Come on, brother.
This is a challenge to you.
Amen.
God is able to challenge us tonight.
Amen.
Oh, That's what that one fellow did one day. He said, I choose you this day whom you serve.
Hey,
they made an agreement. They made a bargain. With him, they said, amen, we'll serve the one. That answers by fire.
Yeah.
They got a lot of hoops and hollering, but nothing ever happened. I'm telling you, there's a power that's higher than me tonight.
Yeah.
To do something, amen. No one else can do.
Yes.
And the man of God. And when they got through bleeding all over that altar and all over the sacrifices, he asked them. He said, "Where's your God? Has he gone over yonder somewhere?"
Amen.
I'm going to tell you where's the power of God at in God's house.
Yeah.
Where's the power of God at in God's people tonight?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about emotion. I'm talking about the power. I'm talking about the acts of the apostles the day of Pentecost. When it came down like cloven tongues. Glory to God. The fire of heaven. A consuming fire.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what it says. The Bible says tonight, he said he was a consuming fire. He said there's one coming higher than me. He's too much as I. I'm not
born.
I'm not even worthy. Let us stoop down, Brother Ed, and get his shoelaces and unlatch him tonight. He's coming.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm just pouring some water on you.
Yeah.
You can get water poured on you. It don't do you no good.
Yeah.
You come and dry duck and leave a wet.
That's right.
What do you want? You want me to get you a cup of water and meet you at the door every night?
Come on, brother.
That's some water.
That's
That's right.
We'll fill that thing up with ice. And we'll put all the cold water in it you can drink. Amen. I'm telling you, it won't do you a lick of good. The Bible says tonight, for you and I, he said, let the redeemed of God say so. He said to rejoice.
Yeah.
Glory. This thing's probably to break up. I'm telling you. If you ain't got nothing else to rejoice over, could you shout, thank you, God?
Yeah.
My name. Leave this place, amen, and everybody else behind.
That is possible.
That's possible.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bring all your problems, you bring all your cares, and you tote them along on your shoulders. And you burden the Lord with them. Hey, this is not a place to burden the Lord.
Yeah.
We've come here to worship the Lord and seek Him out.
Praise
while
God.
We be blessed.
Amen. Praise God.
Woo!
Praise God.
Amen. Oh, my. We're about to get bogged down in just a minute. You pray for us. Amen. It's about to get all over me.
Bless the
Lord.
Hey, remember that. Wear me out. I'm used to shaking hands on the front row. Hey, man, that's a long ways back there to some of you. Let's scoot up.
Hey.
That's a long time ago. When you go to the fire, you want to get warm. Scoot up to the fire. I'll tell you what you'll know. You'll be a king. You mean there's more up here than back there? I'm going to bed. Hey, up here. Back there. I'm fast tonight. And we can have it tonight.
Hey.
Lord, if we'd preached this message 30 years ago, we'd have done had the front seat filled up.
And
one of you moved up. Where we had it.
Yeah.
Which way you folks are going?
Amen.
Am I already scaring you up? Well, we're just getting started in this thing. Huh? And the Lord is speaking to you. Huh? He's telling you this evening. And what thus saith the Lord. The Lord will never run out of anything to say.
Amen.
My body ain't strong enough to handle all He's got to say. I can't keep you here all night because my body won't handle it.
Amen.
We're just going to have to get a portion of it tonight. Amen. The Lord knows what portion you need tonight.
Yeah.
Only God knows what you need.
Amen.
Amen. He knows what you need. He knows they wasn't ready for war. You know, God knows what you need before you leave tonight. No. Don't turn back. Don't leave. Have a come forth. God said, go forward.
Amen.
Go forward to the Lord. How shall we go? I got to thinking about that the other day. He said 2x2.
Hey,
I'll send you 2x2. I'd rather get somebody by the hand. Anyway, I'm ready to move forward. Let's get up. Get up.
Hey, glory.
That's his Amen. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, and break up your pile of ground.
Yeah.
For it is time to seek the Lord till He come.
Yeah.
Amen.
Till
He come.
He come.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
I'm sorry. These old revised versions, they ain't going to get by me.
Uh-huh.
That says till He comes.
That's right.
Amen. He said He would.
Amen.
I read over yonder. And after they left, I believe it was Joseph, amen. His bones that was there in Egypt. Hey, Joseph said, God will come visit us, folks.
Yeah.
He said He will come and visit us. I'm telling you, God's coming one of these days.
Yeah.
I might already, my bones might be in the grave. But one of these days, I'm going to dance on my tombstone. Glory, you can't hold the children of God down.
Yeah. Praise God.
I'm leaving.
Yeah.
One
amen.
Way or the other, I'm going.
Uh-huh.
I'm going which way? Up, amen. I'm glad God always refers to Himself. I'm being in an upward place tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Till He comes.
Yeah.
I wonder tonight. You see, when we get our hearts troubled, when we get burdened in our hearts so greatly tonight,
right.
Amen. I'm glad that altar's still there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's precious. Let's not take that out of our
church. Right.
Lord, they're doing everything in the world in our church. Let's not ever take that altar out.
No.
I'm telling you, that's a symbolic place that we come.
Yeah.
And we call upon the
Lord.
He told Moses, take your feet off Moses, up for your own holy ground.
Yeah.
I'm loving to preach about holy ground one of these days. Some of us need to stay there until the Lord comes and we find Him. He took Moses up yonder.
Praise God.
Moses stayed there till He come by. Ain't you glad He didn't leave ahead of time? And there's every excuse in the world. Every one of us has got them tonight. God says, thou art therefore inexcusable, old man. Let's just put it like it is. How about that?
Amen.
So you can't hardly shout on these things. He said, salt is good. He said, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its saltiness, its savor, its ability to savor, preserve, protect, what are you saving tonight? What are you preserving tonight? What are you holding on? What's greater than the power of God tonight? What's more precious than the anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight?
Amen.
Is anything tonight that you can prove to me tonight that is worthy to stand in between you and the Holy Ghost. Is there anything worthy, amen, that you can prove to me that's able, amen, to stand in between you and God and Jesus Christ? And we'll tell you, you better search deep and long before you answer. Hey, God said, I'll not share my glory with another. He's a jealous God over you and me tonight.
Amen.
Break up your fallow ground. If we're going to go forward, we better start doing some plowing.
Amen, brother.
What does that mean? Probably every one of you just preached over that 100 times. Brother Ed, the Lord's just been dealing with me. And I'm just one of them that believes in the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost don't speak to me, I don't say much. But when the Holy Ghost gets his turn to speak, you better shut up or get out. Because I'm going to tell you, the Lord's going to speak. He's going to get his word out tonight. And I want you to know this evening, sister, amen, how the Spirit of God began to speak in me like a vision. Amen, about the fallow ground. And he's been digging on me with that fallow ground for these months, amen, about this message. And I'm just going to have to help us, amen, get there, amen, in the Word of God, amen.
Bless it, Lord. Amen.
Break up the foul ground.
Yes.
How should we go? Well, if we're going to be fruitful in the Lord, we will have to do some groundbreaking.
Right.
Some groundbreaking is going to have to take place.
Yeah.
It can't be prevented. I drove up here tonight and my wife said, amen, Donnie, how would you like to plow that big old field? Oh, she didn't know what I had on my heart. I stand here tonight before you, amen, and sometimes Johnny looks at you and says, boy, your tractor ain't big enough. Your plow ain't wide enough. We're going to be here for a while, brother. Amen!
Yeah. Praise.
Seek ye the Lord while he be found.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that boy when we get in the Holy Ghost. The Lord, he just starts singing it. Hey, listen, I've been wondering about this message tonight. Amen, you pray for us. Amen, but the Lord, amen. He told Moses over at one time, amen. He said, amen. Moses said, I've got more on me than I can handle. Amen. He said, go call them elders up there, Moses. He called them elders up there. And boy, they got up there and the Lord poured the Holy Ghost out on them. You preachers that you feel like you get up and help me. We're living in a day and a time that God said, I'll no longer speak, amen, to you, amen, in an audible voice. But he said, I'll speak to you in the night vision. In a night vision. In my spiritual vision. The Lord is showing me, amen, amen, the apollo ground. Any of you that's ever done any gardening or planting of any kind tonight, you know what I'm talking about. Apollo ground is ground that has been packed and compacted and rained upon. I drove upon, walked upon, we're getting somewhere. I mean, it's been mistreated, abused. They ain't nothing yet, nowhere in it. If you could throw 100 pounds of seed out on it, and it'd die and rot on top of the ground.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not fertile. It's not ready. The Bible says, let's dig up. Let's break up that fallow ground. And in my spirit, I could see that plow going through there. And I could see, amen, have you ever plowed hard ground? You know how it comes up. It'll flake off. And it'll come apart in big old chunks and flakes. And amen, that old plow, buddy, I'm telling you that thing, it'll just bust right through that ground. If you've got enough weight behind it, then you can bear down. That old tractor's big enough, amen, to pull it. I'm telling you, it'll rip it out. It hurts. Sometimes them old diesel engines, they'll just blow the black smoke out. I'm telling you, that governor will open up, and buddy, she'll do the job. Amen.
Yeah. Right.
Where are we at?
Amen.
Are we ready to plow?
Yeah.
Are we ready to go forward?
Yeah.
The old fella used to sing the old song. He said, put your hands on the plow.
Hold on.
Put your hands on the plow.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I can remember seeing some people plow with them old mules. Hey, man, they throw them leaves over them shoulders. I'm telling you, they couldn't hold them with their hands.
Right.
Oh!
Praise God.
He said to speak it as though it was. Huh? Hey! Are you speaking it tonight? Are you ready? Are you ready to go with me tonight? Huh? I come here ready, huh, to pour myself out, huh, every ounce that I have, huh, and we might go forward.
Amen.
We can go.
Yeah.
Go. It's up to you tonight. The Lord's mind, He's done made up. He says, go.
Amen.
Go.
Yes.
Go forth into all the world. Preach the gospel. Be used in season and out of season. Preach the word of God. Jesus said to the devil over yonder, amen. He said, amen. Satan, it is written, man shall not live by bread. You better get rid of the bread of this life. And you better start eating the bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
My spirit, I wish I could take you a picture of it and see that old fallow ground. It was compacted up. It would break out. And it would roll on. Amen. And listen, I seen that field down yonder. Amen. And they just rough turned that thing. Amen. It's planting season. It's, amen, ready. And it's time for us to pick up and get the ground ready. It's time for us. It's the church. Amen. And it needs to bear down on the word of God and accept it.
Yes,
stand upon the word of God. Jesus said, on this rock I'll build my church. Are you ready? He said, Peter, do you love me tonight? Lord, you know I love you. Do you love me? Be my sheep. I don't know what you've been praying, but I tell you the word of God will help you tonight. There's nothing else will help you.
Amen.
Hindrance is in your heart. I don't know what hindrance is in your mind. I don't know what hindrance is in your life. I don't know what's bothering you down on the job. I don't know the scene and all the details of your life. But the Bible says the Spirit is a searcher of the thoughts. And He's going to and fro. He's done went through you tonight. He's done set you out. And He's done responded to me. That's Him right there. See them goosebumps? He's done responded. He came back to me. Boy, he said, Johnny, fire down. We've got to dig in.
Amen.
Who are we? Who are we?
Helpless God.
Go over in the first part of Genesis and you'll find out who we are. We're just an old lump of clay. And God said He made all these things.
Right.
And the last thing He made was man. He said He scooped him up a little dust.
That's right.
Didn't y'all wash any dirt off before you came? It won't come dirty. That old filthy dirty. He said the only reasonable sacrifice we can bring to you, Lord, is ourselves. It's a lump of clay. All of dirt. Not fit for anything. Amen. Have you been trotted on? Is old devil doing this, packing you down? Is he?
That's right, bro. Come on.
Is that the way it's supposed to be?
No, sir.
That's not the way the Lord said it's supposed to be. He kicked the devil out of the Garden of Eden.
Right.
He said, amen, Adam.
Praise God.
Adam,
praise God.
You're going to go for it, boy.
Amen.
You're going to bruise his hand.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of my God tonight.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of what He put in me.
No.
Like fire shut up in my bones.
Yeah.
Boy, don't ask me to preach because at the drop of a hat I will. But because God said be that way.
Yeah.
I meet preachers all the time. And I can't even get them to come to my church and preach. You tell me what's wrong.
Yeah, bless you.
The Bible says this is an untoward generation of people. Untoward. That means they're not headed to God and godly things. And they're not headed to God and godly ways. Sold to yourself righteousness. What are you planning? What are you planning tonight? Are you planning truth? Are you planning the Word of God?
Right.
Jesus said the sower went forth.
Uh-huh.
And he saw it went forth to sow.
Yeah.
Amen. He was heading the right way.
Amen.
Yeah. He said, amen. The ground had done been prepared.
Amen. Yeah.
Ready to accept the seed.
Yes. Amen.
Step number one, we will have to get the ground.
Yes.
The clay.
Yes.
The dust.
Praise
the
God.
Dirt.
Yes.
The lump.
Amen.
You and me ready tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some of it fell on good ground. Some of it fell on bad ground.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it fell on stony ground.
Amen.
Some of it, the thorns choked it.
Yeah.
Right. It didn't do good.
Right.
It stunted its growth.
Uh-huh.
First little heat wave, dry spell, they dried up and died.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Let's look a little further. I'll be done here in just a few minutes, so don't grow weary and well doing. I'm saying this is terrible, preacher. I'm
going to
tell you, you're a liar. And the truth is not in you. This is the infallible word of God,
amen,
which is able to save to the uttermost.
Amen.
Did you come to get saved tonight?
Amen.
Did you come to get help?
Amen.
Did you really come to get help? Did you come to help me?
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Did you come to help me?
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
I come to help you.
Bless him, Lord.
I preach like the Lord says. I don't preach like you tell me to. You don't like it, run me off. I'm going to preach somewhere else. Hey, I'm going to stand on a stump somewhere and preach to a stump. Amen.
Come on.
You here to help me?
Come on.
Amen, brother.
With all your heart, we're going to work together.
Come on. Amen.
Hey, mule.
Good
preacher. Hey. You ever watch them? You ever watch them plow? Yay! Haw! Yay! Ha! If they ever come down there and hit a rock or a root, and that old plow come up and kick them nearly in the chin, wow, mule! Hey, sometimes we got to stand still and see the salvation
amen
of God.
Amen. Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm ready to plow. I'm ready to direct you. I'm ready to yay you, haul you. I'm ready to go to the right or the left. I'm ready to do whatever the Lord says to do.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That you do quickly.
Amen.
We only got two more nights. Lord, help us all. We must have break that. Greater yet, Lord, help us all if we come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
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 Look in Romans for just a minute. Romans chapter number 4. We'll read just a few verses right here in verse number 17.
Yeah.
It says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things, he calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Right.
Hold on. According to your faith, so shall it be.
Right.
Is there anybody tonight not believing with me in the Word of God, what it says?
Yes,
is there anybody here tonight that you're not believing the Word of God from the front of the book to the back of the book?
Yes,
I'm going to tell you, in the back of the book, he says, don't add to or take away.
Yeah.
This is the full instruction list.
Yeah.
Is anybody here tonight you're pulling some of that out? Anybody here tonight not in agreement?
Come on.
The Bible says, how shall two walk together unless they agree? We better get in the agreement with the Word of God.
Amen.
First and foremost, when we dig down, amen, and we get everything else out of the way,
amen,
and there lays the Word of God.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It says what it says. And we must go a little further. Can you believe it does what it says?
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking about every jot, every tittle.
Yeah.
Do you believe every word of it?
Yes.
I'm glad tonight. I'm preaching.
preaching a happy gospel. I'm preaching a glorious gospel. I'm preaching a redeemed, bought by the blood of the Lamb, word of God. I'm preaching that you can be saved and not lost. I'm preaching you can be healed and not sick. I'm preaching you can be delivered, amen, and not bound. I'm preaching, amen, the word of God will set you free. Jesus said, I am the word. And if I set you free indeed.
Hallelujah. I guess we better stay away if we ain't believing from that little scripture over yonder where he says, amen, and where as many as two agree together together in my name, and they agree upon one thing. He said, whatsoever you bind on earth, I shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth, are we going to loose anything up this week? This revival, are we going to loose something up? I'm telling you, it's of your best interest to loosen some things up. Amen. Because he said, whatever you loose, amen, down here on earth, it'll be loosed in heaven.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a wildcat. Devin, I don't know what you're going to do. I mean, I'm going to be wild. I'm going to run. I'm going to shout. I'm going to jump. I'm going to rejoice. Hey! Hey! I may be doing them that God says go to and fro. Hey! Go to and fro. I like the way you praise me. Hey! I don't want to be happy with just one of them old so where it goes and says, amen, the one that sings the songs that even the angels can't sing. Amen, only the redeemed can sing. I don't want to be satisfied with that. He told me to go for it. Hey, I learned a long time to listen to what the Lord said. Can't even hear
it. Amen.
God.
The ground is compacted.
Yeah.
He said, twice dead, plucked up by the roots.
Right.
Who against hope? Believe.
Yeah.
How are you planning on plowing with me? If we're going to draw nigh together, we're going to walk two and two. We're going to walk in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to walk in the truth.
Yes.
So we're going to claim it.
Amen.
It won't do you no good if you don't pray and claim it.
Right.
You have to pray it and claim it.
Amen.
That's your faith. That's right.
Without you claim it, declare it, against all hope. You say, preacher, I've been this way. My life is just miserable. My life is miserable. I've been there before. A few days ago, my wife sent me a text message. A friend of hers sent it to her. She sent it to me. She said, Johnny, read this. And I read it. And boy, it stung me. Oh, it broke my heart. My wife said, honey, I don't know why, but I took and I texted that to people I hadn't talked to in a long time. She said, as I was texting and entering them numbers and names out of my phone contact list to send this to, she said, they just kept being people come to my heart. It was just names started rolling up. Last night, there was some people come down to our church, and one of the ladies that my wife texted it to, she said, look here. She had her phone out. She said, you sent that to me. She said, I want to tell you something. She said, I was on my lunch break. I'd done went. And I had took everything off of my desk. And I'd dumped it in the trash can. And I'd done made my mind up. And about 5 minutes before lunch was over, I was going to talk to my boss. And I was going to tell him that I quit. And she said, I read that. She said, it broke me. And she said, I spent 5 minutes of crying and repenting.
Amen, bro.
And the Lord, the Word of God, helped her.
Yeah.
Help. Yeah. She went back in her office.
And she went back to work with a smile on her face.
It wasn't
long after that, one of her friends come to her. She said, I was raped last night. Mm-hmm. You know what she did? She said, have I got something for you? She pulled that little text message out, and that girl just bowed down in tears. Wasn't but a few minutes later, you might think, this is crazy. God said, my ways are not your way.
Right.
A few minutes later, one of her friends come to her. And she said, I'm ready to go cut my wrist. I'm going to tell you, the devil will take you places you don't want to go.
Right.
He'll keep you longer than you're willing to stay.
Right.
I watched the brother preach a funeral for a man that committed suicide. The devil is a worthy adversary.
Right.
Bible says in the last days he'll creep into the pulpits unaware. How's he doing that? Bible says, my sheep know my voice. He said, another,
but I'm not here.
Right.
She said, I'm about to go in here and cut my wrist and end my life. She said, hold on, I've got something for you. Here, read this.
Right.
Oh, let me tell you, God loves you.
Yeah. Amen.
Let me tell you what will help you tonight is the Word of God.
Amen.
Let me tell you what will bring revival.
Yeah, come on, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
Living in it, living with it.
Uh-huh.
Hold on with it up on your heart, up on your mind.
Yeah.
Sure, one more thing when we come to close. Romans 8:4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Right.
How shall we go? Ahead. Forward.
Yes.
What are we going to have? The Spirit. The Bible says, without the Spirit of God, we are not none of His.
Right. Amen.
Right, brother. Can you put your two fingers together like that?
Yeah, that's Bible, brother.
Amen. They ain't not squeezing real hard.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look at the end of your finger and see if your fingernails is turning colors.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that means they've not none
right.
of you, Him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in you, not no word.
Mm-hmm.
Unless what?
Spirit of
the Spirit of God.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. What's wrong with our churches today?
Amen. That's right, brother.
Who is the church? It ain't this building. This building does not have a problem.
That's right.
This building is a fine sanctuary.
Yeah.
I believe it was David said, amen, or Solomon. One of them said, amen, we can't build you a house.
Yeah.
But God told him, said, son, you built a nice place down there, but you can't build a place for me. Because
right.
I don't dwell in them kind of places.
Right.
Yeah. You don't. Where's he at?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
None of his.
No, that's right.
Without the Spirit, we're dead.
Amen. Right.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
Right. Yeah.
But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Amen.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Right.
Because the carnal mind, we're going to get down to the breaking up of the foul ground.
Uh-huh.
I'm about done. Don't worry. I ain't going to go another hour or two. As I could see them lumps breaking up,
uh-huh.
I could feel them in my head.
Right.
I could feel them, buddy.
Well, that's
the Bible talks about the renewing of our mind.
Yeah.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
You mean your mind went somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about renewing, that means it's went somewhere it shouldn't have been.
Right.
It's in a earth. It's in a zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Some of y'all in some zones tonight. Some of the world is in some zones tonight that they need to get out of.
Right.
He said, return to your first love.
Amen.
By the renewing of the mind.
Yeah.
This word will renew your mind.
Yeah,
that's right.
Without the mind being renewed, we'll not come back and shout the house down tomorrow.
Right. Mm-hmm. No.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You are a lump of dirt, mm-hmm. clay, dust, compacted together to make a fleshly body.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah,
do you know God had a design for you?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's funny how the Word of God always takes us up to places, and boy, He just puts us in a corner, and we ain't got no way out.
Yes. Right.
The Bible says, "When God breathed the breath of life into that lump of clay,"
right, mm-hmm.
and He said that lump of clay became what?
Living soul.
A living soul.
Uh-huh.
Soul.
Yes.
Amen.
My soul is leaving this world.
Uh-huh.
My lump of clay, the Bible says, from dust we came and dust shall we return.
Amen.
My soul is going to leave this world.
Yeah.
I will go be with Him.
Amen.
He said, I created you. Amen. In my likeness and in my image.
Yes.
We were created after His similitude.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. For a lot of years, I've heard people preach and say, amen, He created this physical body in His likeness. That might be. But the Bible identifies God in one word. It says God is a spirit. Hey, when He breathed in this old lump of clay, it was transformed into a living soul.
Amen.
It began to have a feelings and affections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It began to have thoughts and ideals. It began to have feelings and impressions. Listen, let us get our minds and our affections set upon heaven and
amen.
Upon heavenly things, and let us seek after the Lord while He may
amen.
Be.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
You got the message
going
on your heart tonight. Brother Ed, you come dismiss however you want to tonight. Amen. We do appreciate your attention tonight. Amen. Church. Be of good courage.
Yes, sir.
Don't grow weary. The old devil, he'll get you weary.
Amen.
We're just pilgrims.
Amen.
This pilgrims and strangers.
Amen.
This world's strange to me.
Yes.
It is. It's strange. Yes. You're not strange to me. This world is strange to me.
Yes.
I'm seeking a city.
Uh-huh.
The builder and maker is God.
Yeah.
I have a desire to go somewhere that is prepared for me, my soul, to spend eternity.
Amen.
Where He is, I may be also. He's made the way. He's made it possible for you. That means that there's not one individual thing, not a group of entities that can get between you getting there.
Mm-hmm.
If that be true, and what would hinder you tonight?
That's right.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what will hinder you. It's mine.
Yeah.
Need to renew. If you're here tonight lost and undone, the Bible says, oh, come and taste and see. God, He is good. Listen to Him tonight. Let's stand tonight. If you're here tonight and you're lost, you need to be saved.